I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Politicians press for answers in the United States as millions in Afghanistan face famine and war. The House Foreign Affairs Committee is formally investigating the State Department's 2021 evacuation. Panel's also considering the Afghan Adjustment Act, which allows evacuees to stay in America after their temporary status ends in August. Transformer Ron's Lana Silk says Afghanistan is the world's largest and most severe humanitarian crisis.
We must pray for a breakthrough in Afghanistan. The situation right now is impossible in human terms. You're looking at a whole generation of people who cannot work and cannot access food and fuel. We need God to intervene.
Transform Iran helps 500 Afghan Christians, but its primary funding source ends on March 31st. Help keep the work going at missionnews.org. And in the capital of Guatemala, poverty is pervasive and gangs reign supreme. It's in this difficult context that Guatemalan pastors are trying to support families. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministry says they partnered with World Orphans to provide critical gospel resources. And with tools like Creature Feature Storytellers, Guatemalan pastors can encourage children with Keys for Kids stories and God's Word in audio.
They're dreaming of ways that they can use it. They were telling us that these stories are perfect for kids that are non-churched, that they're going to understand Jesus in a way that they have never been able to tell them before. It's not going to be like using their Sunday school material. It's going to be using unique material that will help them share the good news of Jesus with these kids and families who are really struggling.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.